What if a single new polymer could outperform carbon fiber, be tougher than Kevlar, and remain transparent to radar? A U.S.-based company, Z Polymers, claims it has developed just that. The question is, how will this disrupt aerospace, defense, and manufacturing as we know it? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful convergence of themes. First, a wave of disruptive material science, from a potential carbon fiber killer to advanced resins making industrial products tougher and more efficient. Second, we'll look at how additive manufacturing is rapidly maturing from a prototyping tool to a full-scale production powerhouse. And finally, we'll examine the tangible progress being made in the circular economy, with chemical recycling moving from the lab to the production line. Troy, let's start with that blockbuster material, tulamar. A new polymer that outperforms carbon fiber sounds like a massive claim. What exactly is this material from Z Polymers?
Telomer is a proprietary polymer engineered at the molecular level. According to the report in Manufacturing Dive on August 18th, it combines several key properties: thermal performance superior to carbon fiber, excellent radar transparency, extreme toughness, and fire resistance. Z Polymers even claims its fiber properties exceed those of Kevlar.
Radar transparency is an interesting feature. Why is that a game changer?
For aerospace and defense, it's critical. It allows for the creation of stealth components that don't absorb radar signals. It also enhances the performance of communication systems on drones and aircraft by reducing interference. Globally, this material fills a performance gap that traditional composites like carbon fiber can't address.
So, for a European manufacturer building drones in France or an American aerospace supplier in California, what's the immediate impact?
It's a dual-edged sword. For those heavily invested in carbon fiber supply chains, it's a competitive threat. But for innovators, it's a tremendous opportunity. They can now design components that are lighter, tougher, and have unique electronic properties. The fact that Telomer is compatible with 3D printing also means they can leverage additive manufacturing for rapid development of complex parts.
And for trading companies and distributors in this space?
They need to be establishing contact with Z Polymers now. This isn't a commodity, it's a strategic asset. Understanding its properties and potential applications allows them to advise their clients and position themselves as forward-looking partners, not just part suppliers. Market timing is everything.
What's the single actionable insight for our listeners?
Executives in the defense, aerospace, and high-performance automotive sectors should immediately task their R&D and material science teams with evaluating Tulamer. Request technical specifications, model its performance in your existing applications, and assess the competitive risk of being left behind.
Let's shift from a groundbreaking new material to a significant improvement in a workhorse of industry. ExxonMobil launched a new resin this week. Why should a business leader care about another polyethylene?
Because this one, ExceedTuff M4536UV12, solves specific, costly problems in a huge manufacturing sector. It's a metallocene-based polyethylene designed for rotational molding. Its key advantages are exceptional impact performance and what's called environmental stress crack resistance, or ESCR.
Let's break that down. What is rotational molding, and why is stress crack resistance so important?
Rotational molding is the process used to make large, seamless, hollow products. Think large chemical storage tanks, agricultural equipment, shipping containers, and marine buoys. Stress crack resistance means the material won't fail when exposed to harsh chemicals, constant UV radiation, and physical shocks. This new resin significantly enhances product longevity in these demanding environments.
So if you're a U.S. or European manufacturer making these kinds of heavy-duty products, what's the tangible benefit?
The benefits are twofold. First, you can market a more durable, reliable product with a longer lifespan, which is a powerful competitive advantage. Second, ExxonMobil reports the resin has a broad processing window, which means it's more forgiving in the manufacturing process. This translates directly to higher efficiency, fewer defects, and lower energy costs.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be aware of?
They should be asking their suppliers if they are using this new grade. Products made with ExceedTuff M4536UV12 are a premium offering. Distributors can leverage this to justify higher price points or capture market share by selling a demonstrably superior product. It's about sourcing smarter and arming your sales team with a better technical story.
And the actionable insight for executives?
Leaders of companies using rotational molding must conduct a total cost of ownership analysis. Benchmark this new ExxonMobil resin against your current material, factoring in not just the price per ton, but the projected savings from reduced product failures, lower warranty claims, and improved manufacturing throughput.
Troy, staying on materials, it feels like we've hit an inflection point in 3D printing. An August 19th report from All3DP highlights a diversification away from basic plastics to what they call engineering filaments. What's driving this?
The drive is the evolution of 3D printing itself, from a tool for rapid prototyping to a technology for direct manufacturing of end-use parts. This requires materials with serious performance characteristics. We're seeing an expansion from standard PEGT to materials like polycarbonate, or PC, for high-impact strength, ASA for UV resistance, and various carbon fiber-reinforced composites for rigidity.
So a manufacturer can now print a part that's ready to be installed on a factory floor or in a car?
Precisely. The report mentions the new Polymaker Polylite ABS as an example of this trend, materials designed for enhanced mechanical properties and printability for industrial use. This matters globally because it fundamentally changes manufacturing agility.
How does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers?
It gives them a powerful tool for supply chain resilience and customization. Instead of waiting weeks for a machined metal part or an injection molded component, they can print a durable jig, a functional fixture, or even a short run of production parts in-house in hours. This drastically reduces dependency on external suppliers and shortens lead times.
And for the trading companies and distributors who sell 3D printers and supplies?
Their business model must evolve. They are no longer just selling hardware. They are selling manufacturing solutions. Success now depends on deep material expertise, guiding a customer to choose nylon for its wear resistance or PC for its heat deflection. It's a shift from transactional sales to consultative partnerships.
Your actionable insight here?
Manufacturing executives should immediately commission an audit of their production lines and spare parts inventory. Identify components that are currently sourced externally and could be candidates for on-demand printing with these new engineering filaments. The business case is compelling, especially for custom or low-volume parts.
Sticking with additive manufacturing, a patent filed by Anycubic on August 20th points to another leap forward: full-color resin 3D printing without any post-processing. How is this different from what exists today?
It's a fundamental shift in the process. The patent describes a system for intra-layer coloring. Instead of printing a layer and then painting it, or swapping vats of different colored resin, this technology deposits a thin, multicolored layer of pigments first, then cures a clear resin over it, locking the color inside the part itself, pixel by pixel within a single layer.
The implications seem huge. You could print a complex anatomical model for surgical planning with all the different tissues colored correctly, straight off the printer.
Exactly. That's the global significance. It gives engineers and designers the ability to embed rich visual information directly into a physical object. This will revolutionize medical device prototyping, consumer product design, and architectural modeling by creating prototypes that are 100% true to the final vision in form, function, and color.
For US and European manufacturers, what does this mean today, since it's still a patent?
It's a crucial strategic signal. For companies in high-end product development, this technology could make their current prototyping methods look slow and archaic within a few years. The opportunity is to start planning product development workflows that assume the availability of instant, high-fidelity color models.
What about the channel, the distributors of 3D printing technology?
They need to be tracking this very closely. A technology like this creates an entirely new product category. For a distributor, securing the rights to a commercial version of this system would be a significant competitive advantage. It's about anticipating the next wave of innovation, not just selling what's on the shelf today.
So what should executives be doing now?
Product development and R&D leaders should be running strategic scenarios. How would their design to manufacturing cycle change if perfect color prototypes were available overnight? What new product categories or customization services could this technology unlock? This is about preparing for a disruptive shift.
For our final segment, let's turn to sustainability and the end-of-life problem for plastics. An August 20th paper from ACS Publications detail strategies for depolymerization. Is this a real solution for plastic waste?
It is one of the most promising pathways to a true circular economy for plastics. Unlike mechanical recycling, which often degrades material quality, chemical recycling, or depolymerization, breaks polymers like PET, used in bottles and textiles, down into their original pure chemical building blocks, called monomers.
So you can create virgin quality plastic from waste, closing the loop entirely?
That's the goal. The paper outlines the primary chemical pathways, hydrolysis, alkalolysis, and amineralysis, that make this possible. This isn't just theoretical. The report highlights major industrial initiatives like BASF's ChemCycling program and DuPont's Petratech Mugeneration. This technology is scaling up now.
What is the direct impact for large U.S. and European manufacturers using polyesters?
It offers a strategic solution to two major challenges: volatile raw material costs tied to petroleum and increasing pressure from regulators and consumers for sustainable products. By sourcing these chemically recycled monomers, they can create a more stable, resilient, and green supply chain, which is a major competitive advantage.
And for trading companies and distributors of plastic resins or finished goods?
They must start tracking the output of these new chemical recycling facilities. The ability to supply high-purity recycled PET will become a key market differentiator. They can help their customers meet ESG goals and tell a powerful sustainability story to the end consumer, which adds significant value.
And the final actionable insight for executives?
Direct your procurement and sustainability officers to actively engage with the leaders in this space, like BASF and DuPont. They need to understand the timelines for commercial-scale production and begin the process of qualifying these recycled materials for use in your products. The companies that move first will secure supply and build significant brand equity.
Troy, a lot of ground covered this week. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, material innovation is creating tangible competitive advantages. From disruptive new polymers like Telomer to advanced industrial resins, the materials you choose can fundamentally improve your product's performance and your manufacturing efficiency. Don't be complacent with legacy materials. Second, additive manufacturing has crossed the threshold into production. The explosion in high-performance engineering filaments means 3D printing is a vital tool for supply chain resilience, on-demand manufacturing, and customization. U.S. and European manufacturers must integrate it as a core production strategy. And third, the circular economy is becoming a practical reality. Chemical recycling is moving from concept to commercial scale. Engaging with these technologies is no longer an option. It's a strategic imperative for managing raw material costs, meeting regulatory demands, and satisfying a market that insists on sustainability.
Powerful insights, Troy. That's our briefing for this week. We analyze the developments so you can focus on the decisions. For more strategic intelligence, subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Join us again next week.
Thank you, Susie. Stay informed.